Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Elevated Life. And I am your host, Sheree Lindberg, and we have a treat here today for our podcast. I have three of my friends and colleagues that I don't even know how long we've known each other now. Woo, I'd have to really think about it. At least 5 years, not more.
Yeah. I think we're approaching seven, Sheree.
Seven? Okay. Okay. Well, great. And they have created the Unfiltered Therapist. So we want to get into this and find out what this mission is that they have created. And we're going to start. I'm going to have each one of them. There's three of them here. I'm going to have each one of them introduce themselves, and we're going to go from there. So why don't you go ahead and start, Michelle?
All right. Hi, I'm Michelle Hintz Graham. I'm a therapist. I often will start by saying I'm a sales and marketing person turned therapist. So this is second life for me. I've been doing mostly trauma therapy for about 20 years here in the Twin Cities, and super excited to get to collaborate with these women on the Unfiltered Therapist.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm Kate Schmidt. I'm also a therapist here in the Twin Cities. I'm in St. Paul, and similar to Michelle, we all practice very similarly. I do mainly trauma, a lot of brain spotting, and I'm just excited to be here with my friends.
I am Tiffany Luthold. Michelle and I met. We go back to before we were fully licensed. Mm-hmm. So I've been working in this field as long as Michelle, and also was a second chosen career. And I split my time between Michigan and Minnesota. And I'm excited to dive in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Here comes the tough questions. Are you ready?
Yep. Ready.
So let's talk about, you know, what was the spark or the idea? How did this all begin?
Well, I mean, like we had said in our intros, we are all friends. I mean, Michelle, you and Tiff have been friends for 20 some years. And I think I've known you for 8 and Tiff for 6 or something like that, right? And so we are friends and colleagues. And I put friends first too, because it started as colleagues, but it really evolved into a really dear friendship of people who approach our lives similarly, approach our work similarly, right? So a lot of different collaboration. And this whole idea for Unfiltered Therapist kind of started in a funny way of that when we get together, we would just be having so much fun and riffing off each other. And Michelle in particular, there'd just be the stuff that would just come out of her mouth that we would just be cracking up with and be like, wait, hey, can you repeat this, right? Because we're like, we want to use that, right, with our clients, with ourselves, right? Like, I'd be talking about something hard and Michelle would pop up and be like, well, you can't fall out of a basement, and just like move on. And we'd be like, and so we started writing down these things that would come out of Michelle's mouth on a list. We just kind of had this running list. And then how Unfiltered Therapist really started was, back in the summer of 2023, I was at Tiff's house in Michigan, and we started talking about, we were pulling up this list of things that have come out of Michelle's mouth and our mouth. And we were like, how fun would it be if we put some of Michelle's little phrases on a sweatshirt and gifted it to her, kind of as a gag gift. But then from there, we sat and we're like, wait, what if something actually came from that, right? And so, like, what if we were, you know, how would we capture what we're doing here? Yeah, and you were like, yeah, unfiltered. Yeah.
Well, I want to interrupt you because it's also kind of who we are too. Where Kate's up visiting and it's 6:30 in the morning, and we start buying domains, Unfiltered Therapists, coming up with logos. We're on Canva. Kate's like, we're developing. And this is before we even told Michelle we wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. So we have these lists of Michelle accumulated one-liners, and maybe we added some of our own. And mm-hmm. What are we going to do with these? And they eventually became what we call sparks of wisdom. But
yeah,
that's how it started. And there was a bit about, there's something about our dynamic and the way we support each other in our work and in our friendships. And I, one of my thoughts was, this would be incredibly valuable to make this more accessible. Mm-hmm. The way we've synthesized things, the way we support each other as friends and colleagues, and the way we do kind of life in real, transparent, unfiltered ways.
Zussy.
So that's mm-hmm. that's kind of how it started. I don't know, Michelle, if you want to add any more.
Because it's evolved.
Yeah, I had to jump into that. And I would say, you know, even with these funny phrases, they were always kind of the synthesis of a lot of really hard work, mm-hmm. either some of our own personal work or work with clients, where, you know, very useful ideas or intentions or hopes like really kind of came together in a way that we thought might be really accessible to everybody, like just with a bit of humor, we're a little snarky, mm-hmm. and the heart of every one of the sparks of wisdom is helping to facilitate change. Mm-hmm. People make changes or transformations in their lives that they might be interested in making. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it kind of kept taking on more meaning as we joked around about it. Yeah. Well, and then as we allowed it to kind of filter in, because it started with this thing of, oh, we'll put them on sweatshirts because that's a way to kind of get it accessible, like just people walking through the world. But then when we really started to get into it, we're like, well, that's not what we're about. We're not a clothing business, right? We actually are trying to make this mental health, personal, professional life experiences accessible in language and in affordability, right? And so it evolved into saying, well, we really value doing free events and making those public online, or putting little nuggets of information on social media, like acknowledging that therapy needs to be accessible beyond just those who are seen in our chair, right? I mean, and that's part of it too, is that we recognize we can only see so many people in our practices every week, and we're generally really full. So this was never about us trying to get clients or do that. It was like, well, how do we just share our own personal and professional stuff more widely? And so it really has just continued to evolve into how do we support change?
Well, that kind of brings me to the question of, is this a legacy passion project then, given what you are talking about, how it has evolved? Talk to me a little bit more about that.
So that is a handle like that. We finally landed on that expression, legacy passion project, very intentionally after what I'm going to say a few swings and misses. Mm-hmm. Like we started to put things out there, and I know many of my friends kept saying, well, how are you going to make money? There were so many conversations about like, wow, that's not the point, about trying to bring useful things to the world and make them widely available. So the legacy piece is, this is something we hope to leave behind. We hope it, you know, continue to have influence and, you know, ripple out. The passion part is, I'll speak for me, but we love what we do. If we could see twice as many clients, we would probably try, but we can't. We're limited in terms of just caring for ourselves in order to care for our clients and the rest of our lives. So this is a way to kind of expand on that passion and bring it out to the world. So I would, any more you guys would add on that?
I like that you acknowledged the swing and the miss, because boy, was there a lot in that. You know, spent all this time developing a website, meeting and, you know, time away from work and family and things like that. And then people were just a little misunderstood or swing and a miss. And it really helped us. I mean, we just keep learning, but it helped us pull back and re-message even on that front page. This is, you know, just making information accessible. The thing I would add is that, and this is what I love about sometimes less is more with our sparks of wisdom and what we're leaving behind. I still, in my own work and my own growth and my own times of trial, there's a couple Brené Brown sayings that I still like, that, you know, clear is kind. I thought about that this morning, and that really motivates me to put some of this, to really streamline things, because there's a lot to Brené Brown's clear is kind, and there's a lot to our are, you know, short, snarky statements, but those are the kinds of things that hang with you and really support you. And so that feels like the legacy is maybe some of these things that we're putting out there will carry on and continue to influence people. And that is exciting.
It's not surprising to me, given the culture we live in, that everyone's like, well, how are you going to make money? So, you know,
like including our spouses and us explaining it to them of like, oh, that's not the goal here. It's actually a give back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It seems confusing because we sell t-shirts and sweatshirts, and that is not about making money. It is about kind of the resonance and, you know, something going out and someone wearing something that's like, oh God, this totally makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. And it may be speaking to somebody else out in the world. Mm-hmm. And it also allows us to do a small give back to a place here in Minneapolis called the Walk-In Clinic, who offers free therapy. So mm-hmm. just able to, you know, continue to make therapy more accessible in that way also.
Mm-hmm. So I love this. And I have to tell you, like, I'm sharing more about this too, about collaboration versus going it alone. And so what have you learned in, you know, three women collaborate?
Well, we know, and you know this, Cherie, that people in our lives can really light up what we're holding mm-hmm. in terms of our own stuff or, you know, things we didn't even know we were holding. Mm-hmm. And I share this in one of our free events. You know, working with friends, of course, is super fun. There's so much good stuff. But when you work and when you create something like this, I mean, we're learning. And I had a moment, I had a period where every time, a couple meetings, I was like, I think I started to get kind of oppositional. It was Michelle that was lighting up things inside of me. And what I did was I knew what was happening. And so I went to my therapist, did some brain spotting, and really got access to a part of me who was feeling pretty discouraged. Maybe I should just quit. This is too much. And so what am I learning is that I could really do the work with one of my best friends and collaborators here. I mean, I did some hard work, which ended up to be hard work for you. And
for sure,
we did a dialogue about it and we had a photo shoot later that day. So we did that in the morning. We got to the photo shoot later that day and I felt incredibly connected to her and like it was all gone. And then we caught Kate up. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel really fortunate. It was super uncomfortable. You know, I mm-hmm. just said, I'm done. This is too much. Mm-hmm. That's what my body was saying. And that's a story. But once I got down to it, how lucky to be able to say I was feeling insecure. Mm-hmm. I was feeling like I'm not as good at this. And it was reminding me of high school. And how lucky to be able to be seen and loved and kind of forgiven for my, you know, 14-year-old behavior. And then just to grow closer. And yeah, so I'm learning that, I don't know, that we can work through really difficult things. I don't know if I'm saying that the way you guys would share that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
Well, and I mean, to echo from that, I mean, all of us at different points over the last year and a half that we've done this have had stuff that's come up within the interpersonal dynamics that we've all individually or collectively talked about and learned about. And I think the thing that we've all anchored in is that we know that that will continue to happen because we are close friends. We are working in a business together and we value working through, you know, and so there is that, like, I mean, it'll always be uncomfortable to say, ooh, hey, like I need to share something, right? But we've shown within the trio that we can get in there and we're practicing what we preach. I mean, truly, and then sparks of wisdom come from it, which then we share, you know? And so it is just this, like, we're living what we're also trying to bring out to the world too. And we're not always doing it the best either. And I think there's just that respect and love for each other too, that allows us to keep getting in there. Yeah. I mean, I could take up the rest of the time of this podcast with what I've learned, particularly around like technology stuff and websites and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to say, like, humans in progress. Yes. And we appreciate that so much about each other and about ourselves that I think it creates a space where we get to keep learning. Mm-hmm. And we know without a doubt there will be more learning. There's going to be another conflict or rupture, mm-hmm. and we're going to get to dialogue again and figure it out. We're going to get to, I love the expression, Tiffany, you know, what someone else lights up in us. Like, mm-hmm. it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really helped us live that in these relationships, but we also, it helps us live it more in our other relationships too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should not have a funny one that we've learned just to round out.
Yeah.
Round out some lightness. We've also learned that we needed a weekly hour and a half meeting versus an hour meeting because I showed up and I was like, it's business time. These two were like, whoa, like we need it. We got to say hi and but the business part of me was like, we're going to get on this agenda. And so they were like, let's just schedule an extra half hour. So we still get to, you guys are laughing because you're like, yeah, it's us like that. But so now we spend the first half hour just connecting,
being
and being together. And then, and sometimes we don't get a lot done because somebody's been diagnosed with a serious
illness,
and we reroute, which is awesome. Yeah, but we've learned to really do what works best for us as friends and as partners in this. And
we really name it. Like, we just come in and it's like, guys, I need some space, or guys, I can't go there, or hey, this plan's got to change. I mean, when we were gonna do this podcast with you a while back, and it was like, they're like, nope, this is not the day to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, and we're learning too. Just, yeah.
Or today, this is the morning after a school shooting. And
yeah.
I'm deeply affected, mm-hmm. feeling so angry and have been dealing with a lot. And today was going to be a work day and doing some videos. And I let both of these guys know, we'll have to see after the podcast. Like, I don't know. And they were both, we've had this scheduled for months. Mm-hmm. This is our only time. But they were both like, yep, we'll just wait and see. It's like, I know I can do that. I know neither one of you would be like, nope, too bad, Tiffany. Like, this is what we have to do. So there's a deep trust that we all have that we can show up as we are and really kind of roll with it together, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's the commitment to friendship that we have too. Yeah. Of like, there is that commitment to like, we're going to keep going. And that feels like a real anchor.
Yeah. Well, I, of course, I love the word dialogue. I absolutely love that word. I'm just so happy to hear that. But a question that I do have is, there's so many folks that are so scared of it, right? So how was it for all of you to use that as a tool in the very beginning so that you could navigate conflict?
What made it possible is that we all three know it. And so that does make it easier. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Mm-hmm. Dialogue really forces you to slow down and stay regulated so that you can be heard and so that you don't overwhelm the other person. Yeah. So I think it helped that we all three knew about it, believed in it, were willing to kind of creep through it, kind of make our way through it.
There's one thing I would add, and again, Sheree, I'll point back to trainings with you around Imago Dialogue and the safety that it creates because of the structure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's possible to go into things you just never imagined you were going to be able to take in. That safety is, super, super influential.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Is there anything that you wanted to say about it, Kate?
No, I think they nailed it.
Well, I mean, clearly, listening to all three of you, it's wonderful for you to share your experiences and you're living into your sparks of wisdom. So let's go there. Like, what are some of your favorites? Because it sounds like you have quite a list, Michelle.
Honestly, they are all coming out of lived experience, either on my own or with our clients, that we do. And like, it's all about the gratitude. My kids have heard this literally probably since they could hear. And
it has a long history,
I would say, of being raised in a context of gratitude, but I'm super emotional as I talk about it. Thinking about Tiffany mentioned, I just recently got a breast cancer diagnosis, and it's amazing how powerful it is to move out of fear and into appreciation for something in a moment. Like gratitude, literally, I just spoke about this recently. It literally stops us from time traveling, from being in the past or being out in the future. We get to
slow down.
We get to be in our bodies. Mm-hmm. We get to actually experience something. I can't be in any of those other places. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I can just linger in. And I love to use the word luxuriate in something here and now. So, and of course, after a breast cancer diagnosis, like there's a lot of gratitude for a lot of different things and a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I feel like our sparks just, I think every single one of them, most, if not all three of us, would be able to tell a personal story that connects to it.
Are we all sharing it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. I mean, again, echoing Michelle of like, love them all, right? And we have a long list and we're always trying to choose which ones to go for. But one that I was really just even thinking about as we were sharing earlier was our spark that says discomfort is something to teach us. Of like, how many times... I mean, we're just so conditioned to be like, oh, I'm uncomfortable, let's avoid it. Or I'm uncomfortable, let's do something else. So just make sure that that feeling goes away. And again, it's around that like, okay, how do we slow down and remind ourselves that discomfort isn't necessarily something to be afraid of or avoid, but like actually shift it to more curiosity around like, okay, what is happening here? Mm-hmm. Like, what brought me here? What is this bringing up from the past? Or what can I learn from this? And actually asking that question of like, okay, like, what is discomfort trying to teach me? And it almost shifts from this like adversarial relationship to almost like a befriending of like, okay, so we're working together here with this uncomfortable thing, no matter what it is. And I don't know. I mean, that one has just been one that's resonated with me a lot.
And kind of what you're saying is it really points you to where your growth is.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know, like, if you have a personal or client example or whatever, but discomfort, if you tune in and work through it,
yeah,
you know, call a friend or do something else. I mean, it often is like, there's where you need to grow, or there's, you know, there's what.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, and here's a funny one. I mean, I've just that I really had to look into as we were starting to do this thing, because I've, you know, just being the younger of the three of us, got kind of delegated to do the social media stuff. And that's not something I knew much about, but we were like, oh, I can learn more of it. But what I learned is these two, when we were starting, we're getting these compilations of videos together and they're just hopping on here all comfortable. And I was like trying to record myself saying something. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. I was like, I don't want to be on the camera. And then I was like, just like, it was the most uncomfortable thing for me. And I'm like, what is this about? Right. Like, you know, and it was kind of one of those. I'd be like, and, you know, I honestly have not figured out what that was hitting for me, besides that I just was like, it's stirring up something and I've gotten better at it. And it was one that I was like, going to keep doing it. Like, but this is where it did go a little bit, is where I was like, do I need to? No, they're not making me. I could say I don't need to. What is it about me that feels like I need to?
Yeah.
And that, you know, and so there is just so many layers that I kind of kept stringing on. And then it's come to where I'm much more comfortable with it now. Mm-hmm. Still don't love it. And I'm like, well, that's okay, but I can do it. Yeah. Yeah. I do think there's other, I don't know if there's a specific spark you want to speak to, Tiff. Mm-hmm.
My favorites change, you know, depending on what's going on in my life or the collection of clients or, you know, I would say my current favorite is connection over protection. It brings in the science of, you know, our nervous system and survival and that the needing to make this conscious choice of connection, because protection always wins. And most of us are predisposed and at the expense of connection.
Yeah.
And to use that example earlier, if I would have gone with what my nervous system wanted me to do, I wouldn't be doing unfiltered therapists. I mean, my system wanted me to quit, be done with that. It's too much. Mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and who knows and, what it might have done to our friendship.
Right. Yeah. And instead, I chose connection and it, you know, it was hard and it was really uncomfortable. But what I got from that is, I mean, it's just exponential. So that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I really like
it. You hit on something that I wanted to just kind of go back to, even as far as the spark of wisdom, it's all about the gratitude, connection over protection. Love is still the answer. So many of these sparks of wisdoms tie to the wisdom of our nervous systems, the way that our biology can invite us to be in the world, just based on evolutionary negativity bias or action, like Tiff's saying.
Yep.
And we really are trying to help people attach to ideas and practices that can invite them to be regulated and be able to connect with these things that will not only change our lives, but will change the world.
Is we
enough of us get to them, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I just think like sparks of wisdom are like, I think of a spark, like wake up. And the wisdom is an intention on how you can show up, right? Because we all know, being in this field, that the negativity bias of our survival brain, we go there first. And so we can observe, what's wonderful about that is we can observe it and then we can pause and make a choice.
Yes.
And so your sparks of wisdom give people something to think about and how do I want to show up in this moment? Yeah. So I hear that, you know, very, very deeply. So what are some of the practices that you all are doing that are helping sustain this project that you have?
Well, the extra half hour to our meeting,
yeah,
which makes sure that it's, yeah. And I would say, you know, one of our favorite things is to design these apparel items. So every quarter, a couple times a year, we're going to, I mean, some of that creative stuff is pretty darn fun, even if we're the only ones that wear it. I mean, that is evolving. We're not the only ones that wear these.
I'm going to zoom in on that probably more. I mean, I think there, if I zoom out, there are collective things that we do, like even social things, staying socially, not just through unfiltered therapists, but I mean, in terms of just daily practices, there are a lot of things that I'm going to just say I've been privileged enough to be able to cultivate over, you know, this later kind of third act of my life, and being able to have daily quiet time that might involve meditating or body practices. I think brain spying is huge for all three of us in terms of just continuing to attend to care for ourselves so that we are regulated, that allows us to be creative and compassionate and curious and all the beautiful things that are possible. And then we work better together and we, you know, are able to bring more to our families, our clients, and the world.
Well said.
Yeah, amen to that. And I mean, like if we're just staying zoomed in, I mean, we've also talked about as the three of us very explicitly too, of that, like we are in different, like I got two young kids, right? And like a different stage of all of that. And so just the daily practices that I do look different within that, but they carry the same threads of being like, okay, so like how I might lean into gratitude might be more in like micro moments of like, oh, okay, I'm getting a hug from my kid. Let's do a little nervous system regulation in that way and bring my awareness to it. Micro moments. So I think it's really around the intentionality too. And also being really open and honest with what's possible for you without getting into comparison.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I could really easy spin into this of like, oh, I'm not doing enough because like, you know, look at how Michelle can lean into this or look what's possible for Tiff. And I've, you know, I mean, that doesn't even pop in anymore. Right. But we look at how comparison or how the shoulds can just get you spiraling and then keep you dysregulated. Right. So just really looking at, wow, okay, like each of these sparks could look different for us, and each of these practices that help sustain it, it's going to look for us because we are different people with differently wired nervous systems and experiences. And I mean, like Michelle said, I mean, just our own therapy. I mean, I think that's the thing of like we we all are like very open of like, yes, we are therapists and yes, we do our own regular therapy and no, we will never stop because we will never be evolved enough to not need that. Like humans in progress.
Yep. Well, and again, listening to all of you, you know, be humans in process, like those sparks could mean different things in different times in the different places that you're all at too. So that makes sense why it keeps changing for you, Tiffany, like certain ones, you know. The other thing I'm hearing is that these one-liners or sparks of wisdom get you through the tough times. Like they're reminders of like, this too shall pass, but I need an anchor to hold on to get me to the other side of whatever it is.
Because each of them has a, you know, a story mm-hmm. or detailed explanation of why we've seen them be useful with our clients or in our own lives. And nobody remembers, you know, three paragraphs. But
what was the word you used? You didn't use ignite. Did you use ignite when you were talking about sparks of wisdom?
But our logo is actually in our spark, which is this very, yeah, you can't see it here, but it is actually the combination of two symbols. The top of it is a sparkler. So clearly about igniting inspiration, yeah. Change. The bottom of it is the Sanskrit for enlightenment. The hope is that whatever people might find useful in what we're offering
yep.
will help create change or evolution or transformation.
So, well, we could go into so many different metaphors of bring the light and all this other kind of stuff, right? Especially in the climate that our world is in right now. Like we need things like this to shift into possibility and shift into something more positive, because left to our own devices, our negativity bias is a runaway train right now.
Fear will keep you stuck.
Yes, for sure.
Hope is
the answer.
Antidote to fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, let me ask you, is there anything I didn't ask you that would be good that you would want the listeners of this podcast to know about Unfiltered Therapists?
You know, something that comes to mind for me is that on our website, we have recordings of some past events, and we will be offering events, you know, three, four times a year, maybe, mm-hmm. or maybe that'll change. But we're trying to put out and make available what we think has been most useful, either for our personal work or what we've seen with clients, almost like the best of what we know. We're trying to put it out there. So those events are on our website, and along with other practices, we point to other professionals that we, you know, often refer to. So we really try to put some very good resources. In fact, I had a friend of a friend I did a call with. They have a family member really struggling, you know, first wanted to know if I could see them, don't have room. My colleagues don't have room, mm-hmm. but until she gets in with a therapist, I said, you know, pointed to a couple resources, practices on our page. And I was like, oh, this is so helpful to have mm-hmm. and to just be able to. Yeah. So that's not just a tab on our website where we're like, let's throw up some resources because we need to just have that on our website. We really do try to put information that is really useful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hear that, and accessible.
Yeah. So, yes.
And it's ever growing. That was the thing I was going to maybe just say is we are not trying to present ourselves as experts or know-it-alls, like we have it figured out. We are fellow travelers and learners and journeyers. Mm-hmm. We are just continuing as we learn and face and get up and mm-hmm. learn some more. We are continuing to share. So the resources continue to grow. Mm-hmm. The events will continue to come, you know, be offered to the community. And yeah, so we just hope, I keep saying we, but just hope that people will share it as they've not did available. They think someone else might find it useful. It would be amazing for people to just share and get your feedback too mm-hmm. with us. Mm-hmm.
We are so like, love it when people engage and they're like, what, you know, like they bring something. We're like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even thought about that.
Right.
Or like, you know, just
messaging or emails or just showing up at the events or just all of that stuff of that we are continuing to learn from everyone that we engage with too. Mm-hmm. That is part of the ways that I know that we also approach our work is that we are constantly learning from those that we are working with too. And that makes us better humans and better therapists and better friends. And that just is going to hopefully continue to just be kind of this like infinity loop right within this work too of just it just keeps going. Right.
Awesome. Well, we all get to learn through your stories and your lived experience. And thank you for coming on here and sharing to our listeners. And we'll make sure that we have your website in our copy so that they can find these resources. So I just want to thank you, Michelle and Kate and Tiffany, for spending some time and talking about Unfiltered Therapists and your mission here on Earth.
Can we do a thank you right back to you?
Well, sure.
Well, because you've become a very close friend. We met you in our brain spotting trainings, and you come into my work all the time. Mm-hmm. The way I've seen you work and what you put out in the world, and you have influenced us greatly. So fast forward many years after we've met and doing what you're doing and how much you're putting out there in the world and making accessible and how you're helping heal the healers. And you really went before us in a lot of ways. And so I want to say thank you to you.
Well, thank you. And I would say, like, here, we're going to go back and forth. Let's do 10, the deep loop. That fellow travelers, right?
Yes.
We're all traveling on this path. And it is a privilege to be on the path with you and to share the light. And so I really hope that people will take this podcast and share it with their loved ones. And let's see how far it travels, huh?
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Right.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
I hope you all enjoyed hearing from Michelle, Kate, and Tiffany about a spark that turned into the Unfiltered Therapists and then their sparks of wisdom. And how these one-liners can help us choose how we're going to show up in our daily lives instead of letting our automatic nervous system take over and have us reacting. The way that we can shift into gratitude so that it can keep us from time traveling. As Michelle said, I really loved hearing about that. And how they are trying to put useful and accessible things up on their website for everyday people to help them learn and grow. And so if you have a relative or a friend that could benefit from this podcast, we ask that you share. We love to get feedback as well. How are we doing? Are we putting out enough information on how to live an elevated life? Would love to hear from you until we meet again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.